Coach Matt.
D20 Radio, your gamer's role. www.d20radio.com.
Okay, it is now.
So Clark is out of the fight.
Clark is down.
Okay. It is now Silverin's turn. So he is going to.
I think at the start of his turn, something happens
he's
here.
Surrounded in fire, right?
Yes, so I believe.
Fire and light. How big is the light? How big
it's
is
5 feet, so it's okay. Just on him. Yeah, when he starts his turn there, he needs to make another Constitution saving throw with disadvantage.
16.
Just succeeds, so he'll take half damage.
Whew.
So he takes 5 radiant damage.
Okay, he is going to sprint up with his great axe, and you can see now that he is out of hybrid form that he is most certainly drow. And he is going to... Actually, now that he's out of the moonlight, he's going to take his action to transform back into hybrid form.
Okay.
As he rushes up on Orgev.
Do any of us get opportunity against him if he rushes past?
You all, I imagine you all kind of standing.
Okay.
Like, it is Orgev's turn. So, he's got a longbow.
What so, I had to give him.
Yeah, no.
Whatever Clark had is available.
He's going to use the disengage action and then sprint over to Barasha.
Good call there.
Okay, Dex.
All right, Dex is going to take the opportunity of his radiant damage ribbon weave party and go after...
You're still grappled.
Oh, balls. What do I have to do first?
It is a...
I believe you can still hit the vampire while grappled. In fact, I think you might get advantage on it.
You don't get advantage, but you don't get disadvantage either. Okay. You can just try to hit him.
Yeah, if you want to move, you got to...
It is a strength... his strength versus either your strength or dexterity.
Okay. But that would be an action to try to get out of it. Or I can stay in it and try to hit.
It's an action to escape the grapple.
Yeah. Or you can stay in it and try to hit him, yes.
If I stay in it, he sure is going to buy me again.
That's fair.
Okay, here's what I'm going to do then. I'm going to use my bonus action to go into a rage so that I have advantage on all strength checks.
Hey, that little barbarian.
Yeah, one little barbarian.
Okay.
Boy, I sure wish I could bite him back.
You do also have advantage on dexterity checks.
I do?
It's all strength. I think it's strength, dex, and constitution.
Oh, that's right. So that would be a 12... And a 21.
Oh. Just barely escape his grasp.
Woo. All right. I'm out of his grasp. And so, I mean, wherever I move, anybody can still get to me. So it's
pretty much, yeah.
I take a 10 foot step, several steps, amounting to 10 feet, back away from the vampire.
Okay.
Probably towards Barasha, since he popped up right in front of me.
Okay.
Okay, so the people that are up on him now are Booyah, and did Beric come up? Or
Beric is sort of in the middle of the room right now.
Okay.
To my knowledge, he's not adjacent to anyone.
Okay. So he'll let you skitter away as he turns and looks down his nose at Booyah. And before his turn begins, at the end of Dex's turn, he's going to make an unarmed strike. 14 Booyah?
No.
Booyah's like, no touch Booyah.
Well, he's going to try again now on his turn to touch Booyah.
Put that away.
Did it betray you?
12.
No touch Booyah, say.
I love Booyah. Hope he doesn't die.
He'd be a much better vampire than that Clark sucker.
Booyah. Wisdom saving throw.
11.
As
I do have protection from good and evil on.
What does that mean?
He can't be charmed by undead. If it's a charm spell or possessed, I think that's the two things. It's charmed and possessed, I think, are the two things.
Let's see. He has disadvantage on attack rolls against the target. Oh, yeah. Forgot about that. Can't be charmed, frightened, or possessed.
Right. That was the third thing.
Okay. Well, then never mind. It fails. So Lucan locks eyes with you and your mind is protected.
No touch with your mind either.
Okay. It is now Booyah's turn.
Booyah pops his hand crossbow right up in his face and the bonus action calls on the energy from the planes to try to get a little more damage in, and it ignores all his resistances.
Ooh.
Yeah.
30.
Yep.
So that's going to be an extra 27 points of damage.
Nice. Dang.
And second attack. 21.
21, that's a hit.
16 points of damage.
Yeah, I got himself a modifier.
Yeah, I noticed that too.
He's humanoid, right?
Yes. He's undead.
Well,
undead. Uh-oh.
They're different.
Yeah, he's not human.
Take away 20 points of damage.
Oh, good bollocks.
No, that's not right. Take away 8 points of damage.
Okay. All
right, feel better about that.
I feel like we're all over the place here.
Yeah.
Wait, add 72 points of damage.
Add some more.
Also, he's just dead.
And give me your shoes.
Okay, Clark is dead. Long live Clark. Barrick's turn.
I'm actually going to use my action to move the moonbeam back onto the werewolf. So he once again reverts back to drow, and I need a constitution saving throw at disadvantage.
25.
Jeez. That was a disadvantage?
Yeah. Or, sorry, 19.
Okay. Well, I feel a little better about it. That's better. 11 radiant damage.
Do we notice if any certain types of damage are doing any certain, like, do they look worse when they're hit with radiant? Or so far only several rain has been hit with radiant, but
no, Lucan got hit with radiant as well.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're not noticing that it's doing any more damage to them, but they are affected by it.
Yeah. So Beric is just standing in the middle of the room with the sword out, concentrating, moving this beam of light around.
Okay. All right. It is now Drakir's turn.
There not being a little goblin, Drakir is going to go after the vampire. So Drakir sort of rushes across the room and leaps at the vampire from behind while he's looking at Booyah. And I will... Oh, I shift my slayer's eye to him.
Okay.
And first attack is... 21.
21. Hit.
Second attack. More. And then first damage, 9 piercing damage.
Okay.
Second one, 14 piercing.
We're operating under the assumption that Severine is not a spawn, right?
Don't know. I genuinely don't know.
Okay.
Okay.
Lycanthrope vampire combo is, as far as I can tell, all bets are off.
Silverine winces at the moonlight again and decides to try to take out the source.
Sure.
So he rushes at Beric. He needs to make the check again, though, at the start of his turn.
Oh, yes, he does, please. With disadvantage.
16.
That is my DC.
With disadvantage, you're still pulling...
He probably has a very high constitution, I would expect. As a
vampire werewolf.
As a vampire werewolf, I expect his constitution to be pretty good.
That's a good point.
Good roll, though. 10 radiant damage.
Okay, and he is going to rush
and hit me with an axe.
Do we know what kind? Do we know what kind of like it he has? Can we tell from the hybrid form?
I mean, it looks pretty familiar to you, Dex.
Oh, he's a werebear?
That's what it would look like.
See, they're not all good.
Well, he's obviously a bad guy.
In his defense, he has not tried to bite anybody yet.
That's true. Oh, suck him.
He has not had the option.
The opportunity.
I have denied him.
Okay. I mean, he could still bite somebody. It's just not going to be.
Got this thing. I could if you do get bit again, I got this thing. I can pull you out of werewolf form now.
Maybe let me stay in it for the fight though. We're indoors and it's strong.
You agreed.
Yeah, sure. And then once the fight's over,
20.
Yeah, that hits me.
First attack damage.
Oh, I hit that
D12.
5.
Okay.
Second attack. 25.
Oh, hit. Oh, two hit.
Yeah. 11 damage on the second. So 16 total. He swings his magical great axe twice.
It hits hard.
Yes.
Oh, crap. I have to make a constitution saving throw to see if I can keep my concentration on the spell. I do for the first one, and then anybody hit me twice. So the second one, nope. So the moonbeam disappears.
Crap.
Yep. Ooh, let's find out if I still have it. No.
Back to me.
No, Orgev. Orgev on his turn is going to start unbinding Barasha and tending to him. So it is now Dex's turn.
Thanks for everything, Orgev. Hey! Alright, radiant damage. I'm gonna give it a try since I didn't do it last time. Against Lucan with the ribbon weave. That is a 21.
Yep.
For. Sorry. 10. 14.
19. Jeez. 25.
Nice. Damage. And. That'll be it. What I'm going to do is I'm going to back up to where I'm in a more defensive position of Orgev as he's unbinding Barasha.
Okay. Lucan locks eyes with you, Beric.
Wait.
You looked at...
Or Dex.
Okay.
What are you talking about, Booyah? That's the spell he just cast. All of you switch character sheets. Oh, Jesus.
Who wants my two? And I'm the GM.
I would give it the shot.
Look at me. I'm the GM. Okay. He looks at Dex, grits his teeth.
I was hoping to put you to good work, but if you're so insistent on fighting back, then I will be happy to stare at your corpse.
And he extends a hand, and you see black energy and like flies and just rot come out of his hand and wash over you. You need to make a constitution saving throw.
Okay. 22.
Okay, you're going to take half damage.
Clutch.
And this is necrotic? So it's actually 1/4 damage. Okay. Thank you.
Oh, man.
Thank you, mermaid dice. It looks like the ocean. My God. How many?
I think I know the spell. It's a lot.
Can I have one more D8 from somebody?
Not for me, mother...
I suppose you can have one of my evil-looking black dice. Yeah. Is this Finger of Death? Am I right? No? Okay. Then I don't know what he's doing to you, but it sounds bad.
All right, you give me the number on the die, and I'll do the math. Dice. Many, many, many dice.
He's just making tens.
You need to do it for you?
7 damage. After all the... I've done the resistance and the half damage, yeah.
I might die.
It would have been 31, but...
Which would have put me on my butt. Yep. So 7 damage?
Yes. You feel like the moisture and the vitality from your body like being drained out of you as this necrotic energy washes over you.
I could use a spot of healing. If
we're not flesh on that right now.
Booyah.
Booyah, once again drawing energy from the planes. Fires. 29.
That's a hit
on Lucan?
Yes. Still, yeah, he's right there by him, so 23.
And yes, that's a hit.
Second attack.
Oh, that was 23 damage?
Yes. Yeah.
Oofa doofa.
Ignored resistances, and it was calculated correctly this time.
Thank you for that.
And 28.
Okay. This is with your crossbow, correct? Okay. The final bolt that you shoot flies at Lucan, and just as it pierces, he kind of stares at that and doesn't glare at you. He shoots like evil eyes at Beric as he pops into mist and begins to float away.
Did he leave his rock behind?
No.
We gotta find his coffin.
Oh yeah, resting place.
Okay.
So can I turn my attack and fire at the other guy that's still left? 13.
That's a miss. Actually, that's a hit.
Really?
Yeah.
How many of these rocks do we really need, guys?
Do you want to leave this guy alive, damage. Pissed off at us?
Lucan?
Yeah.
Not really.
Okay. 13 damage?
Yes.
We gotta find his freaking lair now.
Gotta chase the mist.
Okay. It is now...
Watch where that mist goes.
Beric's turn. You have Selvarin up on you with his great axe.
He's the only one in the room.
Yes. The mist is headed towards the back of the room.
Somebody follow the mist. And Beric will engage in an awesome long sword versus great axe duel with a were-elf. I guess that's not right, because that would be someone who's only an elf when the moon is full.
That wouldn't be too bad.
That would be cool. I'll take that one.
It's only an elf during the winter.
Get real pretentious when the full moon's out.
That's 22. First attack.
A hit.
Much more on the second attack. So both attacks hit. So Beric is just, you know, he's dropped into his, you know, fencing school forms and is trying to make them work against an axe, which is a non-conventional thing to duel against. All right. First hit. 18.
18?
Yep.
Okay.
Rolling a 1 on a d10 is just
a bummer.
Yep. 13 damage for the second one. So he sort of parries the axe aside, pivots around, and slams the pommel into Savalrin's face, and then pivots around and draws the blade down his back.
All right. It is now Drakir's turn.
Okay. Interesting question. I assume that it being a magical thing that Drakir does Drakir's Slayer's Eye end, or is it still on the mist?
What's the condition on it ending? Like, death?
Yeah, I mean, I can also end it, but yeah, target dies.
I mean, he hasn't died, so I guess it would persist.
Okay. Hearing Beric make that call, Drakir bolts after the mist.
Okay. As you see the mist begin to float higher, you see that there is a crack in the ceiling. It's big enough for you to be able to squeeze up in there and try to follow, but you're not there yet. You've moved across the room. It hasn't gotten to the crack yet. Just I'm making you aware so you can think about it.
In addition to that, then... I will use a bonus action and place Hunter's Mark on it.
Okay.
That's what we always do.
In theory, I can. It's a little bit iffy with mist, so.
Severin.
Better than nothing.
Performs a cool looking spin with his great axe as he lets the momentum carry and tries to lop Beric's head off. Mm-hmm. 23?
Jeez. Yeah.
16 damage.
Beric's actually down.
Okay. How far negative are you?
I would be one negative.
Okay. So, you all watching this, he spins around with his great axe and just lets the momentum carry and just catches Beric right in the shoulder, and Beric falls onto the ground. Was anybody else adjacent to him? Did you run up? No, nobody?
Shot him from range.
I'm still back by Barasha.
Okay. So that's his turn. Orgev has gotten Barasha up off of the table or the chair that he was strapped into and has, like, an arm over his shoulder, and... You came over there, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try to get him to a safer space.
And I mean, all right. I don't know. Like, just out of this room, you guys going to walk out together, back out to the alcove hall?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
My amulet has one charge, and there's a healing potion somewhere in the room.
There is a healing potion somewhere in the room.
Dex's turn. Dex, as you move to the back of the room, you see what had been blocked by everybody standing. You actually see some podiums along the back wall with what look like displays of items that Lucan presumably had collected over the centuries and eons. Two books and one, like, looks like a cape, but just something you noticed. But two, like, very large tomes, like, sitting on their own.
Beric would have loved
this time. We're taking them.
Beric would have loved these books. All right, I'm going to ribbon weave attack with the radiant. It's my last time I can do that before a rest. Severin, because I can't follow the mist.
Okay.
26
hit.
Ten, 11. The JoJo's run out.
Wow.
16 damage. And I'm going to run around behind one of the podia.
Okay.
And use my bonus action to hide. Because I just can't. I won't survive getting hit by him.
Which, so there's the cape.
The cape.
The white book or a black book.
I'm going to hide behind... the cape.
Okay. The cape makes you feel optimistic about things. You really think that things are going to work out great.
I'd stand up and walk out from behind the cape. Okay, yeah.
It doesn't compel you to. You're just like, Man, you know, there's only one guy left. Beric's down, but three of us are up. It's going to be okay. It is now Booyah's turn.
Booyah, who was obviously shooting at the bad guy, sees Beric go down, just takes off on a dead run and slides on the ground, trying to slide past, and reaches out and touches Beric to cure wounds.
Okay. Very awesome.
6 points.
Hey.
Points is points is points.
And it's right before his turn, so he gets sacked.
Take him out.
I'd really like to just end it. I don't think I can end it in one.
You might crit.
I mean, I might. But I also... Beric will go ahead and cast Cure Wounds on himself.
Okay.
The amulet.
Okey-dokey. Drakir.
Drakir is going after that mist.
Okay.
Drakir is going to, like, you know, parkour up the wall and shimmy in.
Okay. Acrobatics.
I feel confident that 12 will be enough, but I will find you the number. 18.
18. Yeah, so you're able to, with a running start, actually launch off of the podium holding the white book, and it kind of rocks back and forth, and you find handholds, and as the mist disappears into the crack, you find it and pull yourself up into it, and it is extremely dark, but you have superior dark vision, so it doesn't matter. And you actually find yourself coming up out of the, like, you see light from the top of this hole. Okay, it is now Silverwood's turn. He kind of growls almost as he sees you get back up, and he just stares at your sword, since it doesn't have a name yet. And
it does have a name. We just haven't had an opportunity to have a conversation.
Petunia
swings his great axe at you again. That is going to be 9.
No.
14?
No.
Ugh.
So his rage is getting the better of him of having thought that he bested you, and he's swinging wide.
Eric is just flailing with, with his sword, with fending them off.
Dex.
Yeah. All right, so I'm just going to... Now, I should have asked this beforehand. I'm behind the podium. How far am I from Severain now?
20 feet.
Part of me wants to just smash this and put this cape on and see what happens.
It's not protected. Like, it's not in a glass case. You could just grab it off the podium. I'll let you do it as a bonus action.
Okay. Here's what I'm going to do. I am going to attack with my ribbon weave. Severain. So I'm going to step out, take about 5 foot step, so I'm within range, and attack with the ribbon weave. 21.
Hit.
4. Jeez. 6. 7. 8. 9. 10. For 12 points of damage. Then I'm going to step back. Am I feeling still just feeling just happy from this cape?
Yeah.
Dex is an idiot.
Proceed as your character would.
I'm going to throw this cape on, see what happens. I feel like it's a good decision.
Okay.
Because the cape is...
Because the cape told me it was a good decision.
Told you it was a good decision, yeah.
So yes, while you're wearing this cape, well, first, a property of the cape, it's gleaming. It never gets dirty. It causes you to be blissful. So while in possession of the item, the bearer feels fortunate and optimistic about what the future holds. Butterflies and other harmless creatures might frolic in the item's presence. And it whispers warnings to you. So you get, like, you are the one person at the table that needs this, a +2 to initiative.
can't really hide in this gleaming cape, though, can I?
No, it's not glowing. It just never gets dirty.
Oh, okay.
It's always clean. You get the sense, because you've spent time in the plane, it seems celestial in nature. Like, angelic.
Was this that a-hole Gabe's cave at one point?
No, but he's going to be able to track you while you're wearing it.
Okay, Booyah.
Booyah finishes his slide, comes up on one knee, fires a crossbow bolt off, switching his hunter's mark. 20.
20? That's a hit.
Sixteen.
God, he's got to be getting close.
And another one. 16.
Hit.
Reroll. One off the table.
Reroll.
Better. 17 more.
Booyah is a cannon. That's awesome.
Barrick, it is your turn.
All right, Barrick basically just somersaults backwards and comes up on his feet, bringing his sword out again. And engages the elf wolf. So, first attack is 20.
Hit.
Second attack is 17.
Hit.
No, 16.
Hit.
Okay.
Hit.
Trying to be honest here. First damage. Okay, so he jumps back up to his feet, summons the sword. As the drow is, you know, recovering his great axe from the swing, and just again steps in and slashes first at his shoulder, and then thrusts just straight at his chest. Total of 23 damage.
Okay. As the blade sinks into his chest, as you stab forward, you see him kind of freeze for a second, lock eyes with you, and no words come out. Like, he has not spoken the whole time that you've known him, and he just kind of groans, and you see the blade from his great axe begin to swirl into the air, and it comes up and begins to wrap around your blade, and a new rune appears on the blade. At the same time, the red gem that was in the great axe hilt falls onto the ground.
I want to catch it.
No. I was going to say, I walk up just blithely smiling. I pick up the gem and I look at it. I put it in my pocket and I go, you got to check out those books.
So, yeah. Jeff, will you hand me my Dungeon Master's Guide up there on the shelf?
Sure.
Thank you. Now that it's all nice and organized and we don't have...
Whatever helps you kill us more efficiently.
Yep, that's what I'm doing.
Cool. And
I vote we take a long rest, right?
Well, right now we got to go finish that vampire.
I know, we got
we leave that for a long rest and he will reform.
I know. So I'm assuming he's down to...
He's at zero. So he'll go reform. If we can find his body, we can put a stake in him and that ends it.
Cool. Do we have a stake?
We need a sharp wood. We need a sharp stick. I feel like among us we can do that.
Like I got an arrow.
Yeah. Well, we just got and crossbow bolts.
Yeah, no, I've got arrows I can break in half.
Pop the head.
I still
off
have that spear that's got the silver.
Oh, yeah, you got my old spear. Yeah. So we got things with wood. We got long things with wood that made of wood. We can sharpen one and stab him. So
okay, I can make myself small enough to fit in whatever crack needs to be fit in.
Well, I'm sure Drakir could use backup.
Yeah, so I'll hop up there. In my cave that doesn't do quite what I was hoping it would. Just two more to initiative.
Hey, no, you're just gonna go first.
I could theoretically get a 34 initiative roll.
So there are things on these pedestals.
There's two more podiums.
There's two books.
A black book and a white book.
It's Drakir's turn?
Yes.
Okay, so he's chasing the mist.
Okay.
So that was coming towards daylight or something, or yeah, towards light.
So you actually emerge just outside of the walls of the giant encampment where you ended up underground after climbing for a fair bit. And you can see the mist. The sun is beginning to go down, and you can see the mist taking off across the into the jungle.
Ah, crap. Okay. No, Drakir curses a bit, and then he probably knows somebody's coming after him in the hole at this point, so he'll wait for whoever it is to come out. He got away.
Huh?
He got away. I came out outside the walls of the city, and mist is flying off over the jungle. So it's either you and me chase him through the jungle to whatever horrible location he stashed his body in,
yeah,
or stashed his coffin in, or not.
We've done dumber things.
We not just two of us.
Just one of us has.
What? That was a perfectly valid character decision. I wholly stand behind
you. I know you do. I mean, I agree with you.
So when Dex scrambles out of the hole a moment later, Drakir is standing there staring off into the jungle. He's gone. And his coffin must be somewhere else.
All right. Well, we got one of the gems. And none of us turned into a vampire or a werewolf. So, on the whole.
Yes.
Yeah. I found some stuff down there. Feeling real good about it. You should come down and take a look.
All right.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, despite the fact that Dex has just got done climbing up through this dirt-filled hole that you and you've got dirt all over you. And Dex, the front side is a bit dirty, but that cloak is just perfectly white.
And when they arrive back, they see that Booyah, who loves to fiddle with things, has the white book.
The white book?
Yeah.
I suppose Barak has the other one then.
That's right. Yeah,
because Booyah would be like, hey, there are books over here. Come look books. I'm glad you wake up. You will not fall down. Had to come heal you.
It's hit with an axe.
Yeah, it's not his fault.
No blame you. Big axe.
Yes.
So the blade is gone?
The blade is gone. And there's a third rune on
your sword.
On my sword now.
And I have the gem in my pocket.
Yes.
I put a penny in my pocket.
Actually, I would probably approach the book with caution, it being part of a vampire's library. Barak has enough sense to try and figure out what the book is before picking it up.
I like the idea that the drow vampire was like, this cape makes me feel good. I'm going to hold on to this.
Okay, so Booyah, the book that you pick up and begin flipping through, it is a white book with gold all over it, and the clasp is angel wings. And you begin to unclasp it and flip through it, and you're just reading.
And on the inside it says, from the Library of Gabe.
You're just reading stories of every great deed that has been done in the multiverse. Everything that has been accomplished, that has benefited people, you are reading, and it's starting to make you feel pretty good. But, I mean, that's about it. So you get the sense you need to study this book a bit more before you started to learn anything from it. Barak?
Your hands fall off.
I approach this book with caution and examine it before touching it.
You said you picked it up, though.
Well, but then it occurred to me that Barak would actually probably have some sense. Plus, if this is the mirror of that book, it looks like what it is.
So it's a black book with skull face.
Yeah, Barak would examine this book before he opened it.
Creepy looking thing on the front.
Yeah.
There is no clasp holding it shut, though.
That's fine. Barak sort of examines it carefully.
Do you like pick it up, or
can I make some checks about it without doing so?
Sure.
Can you use your sword to flip open the front cover?
I don't know that I want to open it. There are books with things in
there's
them.
There's a reason it doesn't have a clasp. Like, yeah. It wants to be opened.
And there are books with things in them. Like,
yeah, they're called words.
Like, well, no, like things that will jump out at you.
Right.
Like good words. Jump off the page.
I can do a 15 arcana.
I mean, the magic emanating from it isn't radiant.
Right.
Like, you don't, that's not high enough to know.
Does it feel evil?
Anything about it. It feels dark.
History like, check?
Not no. Relevant.
Okay.
You should open book this good book here. Good story.
Yes, but looking at this book, I have the impression that it's not a good story. I run a hand along the cover. I run a finger along the cover. Is there any feel to it? Any
leather?
Okay. So it's clearly, it's not, you know, killing me to touch it.
No.
Okay. So I gingerly pick it up. Nothing happens. Okay. Then I stuff it in a backpack.
Okay.
Now it explodes.
Right.
One of them backpack triggers.
Yeah. Barak really, really wants to open it. But we're in a very dangerous place with all of our resources expended.
At some point.
So Barak would like to open it kind of the way you want to, you know, take apart a bomb under controlled conditions.
I want you to open it like what is it? Is it the claymore that has point this inside towards enemy?
Open it at somebody
and see what happens.
Okay. So are you all going to, so obviously the crack in the ceiling allows you to get out of the giant complex without.
I think so.
So are we under the impression that the fire giants were unaware?
I think they were in service too. They'd perhaps been enthralled by or
okay.
Something. He had suborned them in some way. I don't know
okay.
What, but I don't have any I have no interest in trying to go back and explain that to them.
Right, no.
If we got an escape hatch here, we've got what we came for. We're barely on our feet. I say let's go. Can we actually all fit through there?
It's going to be a tight squeeze for Barasha, okay, but should be doable. A little bit.
Yeah. Okay.
Now,
that's my vote.
Are we in a place that the giants can reach right now?
I don't know.
It didn't seem like many giants had been down here. It's not sized for giants.
So that's what I think. Like, are the doors so tight?
They could crawl down here, but it's not going
to
be quick.
I don't want to be here when he reforms.
Which could happen within the time of a short rest.
I don't think Beric knows enough about vampires to know that.
Okay.
I think Beric probably knows that he will reform, but I don't think Beric has that kind of specific knowledge.
Sure.
Is there anything, can we make a quick search of the room to make sure there's nothing else here worth plundering?
Yeah. Give me a perception check or investigate.
Okay. Beric will investigate for 20.
And I will perceive for 24.
Oh, yeah, I was reading this book. It's got a good story book.
Drakir perceives for 16.
Okay. You all look around. You can't, you don't find anything of note laying around. It seemed like this was a pretty bare spot that.
Drakir turns on his detect magic and just scans the room real quick.
Nothing other than the cape and the two books.
Anything of interest on the body of Sevelrun, whether it's fancy or not, just of interest.
He has some plate armor on him, but it's okay. Not remarkable.
Beric will take. Beric will take one of the vambraces, the forearm guards, off of his plate armor.
Okay.
Strap it onto his forearm.
Okay. It like feeling it and getting a sense of the make, it is ancient.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then he summons his sword and examines the new rune.
Yeah, it seems to be that kind of flowing ancient draconic script. And man, if you would have thought about it, Booyah probably could have read those runes if you would have brought it out while he was under the effects of that spell, that scroll, but not anymore.
Just in this moment, Beric says, there's probably something you all should know.
What?
There are other people out there with pacts like mine. And theoretically, they can give them. But if we kill them, I can take them. And it will make mine more powerful and more whole.
Well, all right. How many?
Well, based on what we saw in the hallway, I think there 13. Were 13.
Yeah.
I have 3.
That's got to be more than anybody else.
Yeah, we'll see.
Fair enough. Well, the way he was talking, it sounds like some people don't even know they have it, or how to use it, or why they have it.
I didn't until very recently.
That's a good point.
I still don't know entirely.
Yeah. Well, all right. So here's my thought.
There's some more I should tell you, but probably not here.
Oh, okay. I think, can we all agree that we need to find someplace safe to rest?
I agree.
If we go up through this crack and we're back up above grounds, what are the odds you guys think that we can find a quiet or empty place here within the walls?
I think they're better out of the walls.
Oh man, but who knows what else? Okay.
Well, who knows, but we do know here.
Yeah, I know.
And it's bad.
All right, let's go.
Sound good.
All right, shimmy out.
Okay. By the time all of you get out, the sun has pretty well set. Are you all just going to venture into the jungle to set up camp, or what's the plan?
Yeah, I think we need to find a safe place camp, and then are we going to try to go for Stormreach? Is that our next move?
I think it has to be.
Okay. Do any of us have any idea how to get back to Stormreach?
Drakir would be a good enough tracker. Well, all of you, I mean, is anybody trained in survival, have proficiency in survival? Okay, Booyah. Okay. Booyah's a tracker, so
Can he get us back to Stormreach, even with Traveler's Curse and all that nonsense?
Yeah, I mean, you don't have anybody that can for sure get you back to Stormreach 100%. But Booyah would be as good as anybody at getting you back outside of Sam.
All right. So we get out and we move away into the jungle to a safe spot. And Drakir stands up and says, "The giant sword you took, I would like to take it." And you can see that it's a significant effort on his part to ask.
And not demand.
Right. I didn't take the sword.
Barrick's got it.
Yeah. So it's Barrick's decision, right?
Well, we as a group have picked up a lot of loot. I didn't assume I didn't assume that whoever picked it up first just like immediately owned it.
That's true. Except for this cave.
Makes you feel pretty.
Yeah. Well, Drakir, I think that we'd all be helped by you having a better weapon. Do you plan on fine with us for a while yet?
I think it is my ticket back into my tribe.
Wait, the sword or fighting with us?
The sword.
Oh, yeah.
I defied my clan by taking you out. We go into the jungle to find weapons to help. A great sword is not much in my hands, but that weapon to my tribe, perhaps.
Sound good, Booyah. Take weapon.
Yeah, it's yours, as far as I'm concerned.
Barrick hands it over.
You are not all worthless. I expect we will not see each other again. Stranger things happen.
You leave now? Is that why you say you go back to tribe?
I have a duty.
Okay. Farewell, Drakir. You good fighter. Booyah miss.
It is no doubt of mine now that we're fighting on the same fight from different fronts. I wish you the best of luck.
Good luck as well. Do not die badly.
Same to you.
Barrick walks with him a little ways, and they talk for a minute, and then Drakir very awkwardly shakes Barrick's hand. And then Drakir walks off into the night of the jungle, just as you met him.
Bye.
Okay.
Happy trails to you.
End of episode. So, all right. Well, I hope you all enjoyed that. Thank you so much for listening. Please check us out on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Google Plus, LinkedIn, all the places.
We make a lot of jokes. Do we actually have a Google Plus?
We do.
We do.
Okay.
It's a barren wasteland of content.
We don't have a LinkedIn, though.
No.
Aren't there any Google Plus accounts that aren't barren wastelands?
Yeah, there's some.
NASA posts a lot of cool pictures on theirs.
Oh, neat.
I follow NASA on Google Plus.
For some reason, my brain processed that as NASCAR and was like, but you know. We would like to thank Kevin MacLeod for the use of his music. You can find it all over at incompetech.com. And once again, thank you all so much for listening. Once again, I am your Dungeon Master, Eric.
And I'm Philip.
Randy.
I'm Jeff.
We'll see you next time.
Philip's got one character again.